Now more than ever. Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price. You want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at lowes.com/lowest price guarantee.
I'm John Batzer. I'm speaking to my good colleagues for the New World Reporter, Nestor Araújo, former foreign minister of the Republic of Brazil, and Joseph Umar, executive director of Secure Free Society. Joseph, you have a piece up with The Spectator looking at Panama, the Panama Canal, and how to understand it in terms of national security, not only of Panama, but also of North America, South America, of the Western Hemisphere. I add that to the story in these last days from Reuters. Panama President Mulino says foreign minister to reject talk of Chinese influence in meeting with U.S. military official. Apparently, there's a debate going on about whether China is or is not interfering in some fashion. That would mean cash as well as challenge in the Panama Canal Zone. Your piece points to the Panama Canal Zone, the Panama state itself, being vital for national security. How so, Joseph?
Well, it's vital for many reasons, but most importantly, it's vital because it's a strategic choke point, maritime waterway, that enables upwards of 70% of our container traffic, meaning that everything that comes out, 70% of what transits through the Panama Canal is either coming or going from a U.S. port. Oftentimes, that's a port from the east coast of the United States, delivering cargo to the west coast of the United States. So it's the quickest way to go from one side of our country to the other. It's a major strategic waterway for a lot of countries in the hemisphere, and probably one of the most important in the world. But I think what we're seeing here with this discussion about the Panama Canal is something where we have to get to a level of understanding with our Panamanian friends, in that the discussion about China is just the beginning of the conversation, right? And there's a concern about China, and that this has been well documented and well expressed, and you know, I think even Panama will come to terms with that. But the discussion with China on the Panama Canal or in Panama in general is just the beginning of that conversation, because the fundamental question, and this is what the point of the article was, the fundamental question, John, is Panama in a position to guarantee the security of the canal, regardless of the threat, whether the threat is an authoritarian nation state like China, or the threat is human trafficking, human smuggling, and mass migration through the Darien Gap, or just drug trafficking and corruption, whatever the threat, are they positioned to guarantee the security of the canal? And what we've learned over recent years, John, is Panama's vulnerable. They're vulnerable to external shocks like the pandemic and the war in Ukraine. They're vulnerable to forced migration or weaponized migration crossing through their borders. They're vulnerable from corruption, political corruption, and mass money laundering. And they're vulnerable through bad nation states around their neighborhood that are looking to capture Panama. And what would happen if Panama becomes a Venezuela? That, you know, we kind of had a glimpse of that in 1989 when it was overrun by a narco dictator, which was Manuel Noriega, and the United States had to invade Panama to secure the canal. We don't want to have that position, face that position again. So I think the fundamental question is, how do we ensure the security and the stability of the Panama Canal and by extension of Panama itself? And what I argue in that article is through our U.S. military. You know, our U.S. military, SOUTHCOM, Southern Command, the main combatant command responsible for Latin America and the Caribbean, used to be based out of Panama. So among the treaty that gave back the Panama Canal in 1977 and then eventually implemented in 1999, was also the movement of SOUTHCOM away from Panama into Florida, into southern Florida. And I'm not saying that SOUTHCOM itself has to go back. What I'm saying is we should have a forward deployed defense posture in Panama itself. Even with the China issue, you know, where China's, for instance, on both sides of the canal, Fort Sherman, for instance, on the Atlantic side of the canal, where easily we could put a forward deployed military posture over there to send a signal to China that, you know, if China's going to be there on the canal, so we will as well. And so these are, I think, are solutions that can help position Panama to have more security and stability along their canal. And honestly, it benefits Panama tremendously. They would get more business, more investment. They have the potential to even get more concessions from the U.S. Military. So all these things could be net pluses for Panama. But I think that that conversation, that part of the conversation, needs to come from Panama itself. So I'm hoping that the Panamanian leaders would heed to that kind of discussion and talk about, regardless of China, we need to ensure the security and stability of this canal and our country, because I know President Mulino does not want these negative forces to grow inside his country.
And Ernesto, quickly, your understanding of all of the America's states, how do they regard the Panama Canal? Vital to their commerce as well, or is it seen as a U.S. issue only?
Well, I think it's far less decisive for other Latin American countries as a whole. Well, the countries with the Pacific coast maybe would use it more in order to trade with Europe, for example. But what you see today, also the Atlantic coast, well, in some cases to trade with Asia, it's also Panama Canal is used. But I would say that it's mostly seen as a U.S. issue and something that many current governments in Latin America would treat as renewed American imperialism or something like that. They don't realize how much they also lose in terms of having Chinese influence into key waterways. But anyway, maybe this mentality will change.
Joseph, your thoughts now, because there was a flurry of excited coverage, let's put it that way, when the president first mentioned the Panama Canal. Where is that, Joseph? The Secretary of State met with Mulino. Are they looking to work together, or is there still hostility in Panama City?
No, I think there's conversations that are still taking place. I think there was a call that was supposed to take place between President Mulino and President Trump that, to my understanding, has not happened yet, but I'm sure it's going to happen relatively soon. Obviously, the State Department is in conversations with the Panamanian government, as is the Defense Department. I think things are in flux. I mean, in flux when I say they're in process, and there's a sort of a legal process that the Panamanians have to go through too, because the canal has an independent body called the Panama Canal Authority that oversees the administration and the operations of the canal, and by the Constitution of Panama, the Panamanian executive power, the president, is independent of that authority. So there's a process that they have to go through as well inside Panama. But I think the conversations, from anything I understand, were positive with Secretary of State Rubio, and they're ongoing now as we talk today.
Joseph Umar is Executive Director of Secure Free Society. The article that he references is in the Spectator. The Case for Moving Southcom Back to Panama is the title. Ernesto Araújo, former Foreign Minister of the Republic of Brazil, a shout-out, a name tag at CPAC by the President of the United States for the former President of Brazil. Yes, indeed, that is significant. This is the New World Report.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Cuando vas a la venta de verano de JCPenney y usas el cupón de 25% extra, no solo encontrarás un vestido vibrante y fresco para el verano con 25% extra. Encontrarás los zapatos, el bolso y toda la onda con 25% de descuento extra. La prueba está en el recibo. Sí, es JCPenney. Cupón válido del 27 al 29 de junio en selección de estilos. Aplican algunas exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda o jcp.com.
Ever notice your dog slowing down and having health issues and wonder, what can I do to make him better? Well, my friend, add Rough Greens to your dog's food for 90 days, and I guarantee you'll see changes that will amaze you. Greetings, naturopathy Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens here, and I invite you to give your pup the Rough Greens 90-Day Challenge. In the first 30 days, you'll see shinier coats and increased energy. By day 60, your dog will have a stronger immune system, less shedding, improved joint function, all due to the live nutrients that you've added to their diet. And at 90 days, better digestion, reduced inflammation, improved heart health, and you may even have reduced their cancer risk. Fetch your dog a free Jumpstart trial bag today. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. That's TRYRUFF. Go to tryroughgreens.com. Use promo code TRYRUFF. You just cover the shipping. You don't have to change your dog's food to improve your dog's health. Just add a scoop of Rough Greens.